Doubt is a glorious reminder of our limitations as human beings, of how little we can ever know, of how suspicious we should always be of certainty and the arrogance and intolerance it can breed. In fact, as the years go on, the doubt I so feared as a child has become a useful ally, as a constant prod to that most fundamental requirement of what it is to be human, humility.
That was Madeleine Bunting on doubt and religion. Well, we continue this series of essays on the case for doubt tomorrow evening, when you can hear the American poet and historian Jennifer Michael Hecht, who believes that Plato's Parable of the Cave is history's greatest commentary on doubt. You can hear the arguments tomorrow night at the same time, 10:45, here on BBC Radio 3. The essays this week are a CTVC production for BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM. On digital radio, you can also hear us in high-definition sound online. It's 11 o'clock now. Time for Fiona Torkington to bring you tonight's edition of Late Junction.
Ça change, ça reste l'homme même. Et je désire devenir pareil.
Tell him in French, bien entendu. Tell him you're through the two of you. Not cool to stare, so foolish to care. You shared an affair while dreaming of Paris. Chic, mais si unique, misogyniste on denim denim, who tore at the seams, you're dreaming of Paris. Senator Kennedy got shot, then Dr. King of Camelot. She kept her eyes on the wild blue beyond, wishing his dream would come true. It's déjà vu, I'm telling you.
Yes, another track from one of my very favourite albums around at the moment, Van Dyke Parks, the 70-year-old Van Dyke Parks. In fact, his newly released Songs Cycled, and that was Dreaming in Paris. And if you missed the tracks I played you last week, then, of course, you can catch up via the BBC iPlayer. And Van Dyke Parks will be at the I'll Be Your Mirror Festival in London on the 5th of May. Welcome again to Late Junction. Fiona Talkington with you for the next hour and a half. We've got Robert Fripp later on, Yaga Yazist and Britain Sinfonia, Bill Laswell's Rethinking of In a Silent Way, and saxophone man of the moment, Marius Neset. When Alan Lomax was working in England in the 1950s, he took on as an assistant a young singer called Shirley Collins. A few years later, she says, she recorded for him, over the course of just 2 days, the 37 songs that would make up her first two solo albums. Well, given the date today, let's have Shirley with The Queen of May.
As I was a-walking to take the fresh air, the flowers all blooming and gay, I heard a young damsel so sweetly a-singing, her cheeks like flowers in May. I said, pretty maiden, may I go with you through the flowers to gather some May? The maid, she replied, my path it is here, I pray you pursue your own way. So she tripped along with her dear little feet, but I followed and soon I drew near. I called to my pretty, my true love so sweet, so she took me at last for her dear. I took this fair maid by the lily-white hand, on a green mossy bank we sat down. I gave her a kiss on her sweet rosy lips, a tree spread its branches around. Now when we did rise from that sweet mossy grove, in the meadows we wandered away, and I sat my true love on a primrose bank and picked her a handful of May. The very next morning I made her my bride, just after the breaking of day. The bells they did ring and the birds they did sing, as I crowned her the Queen of Sweet May.
The Queen of May and Shirley Collins there. Now, this time of year always sees one of the key events in the UK's jazz calendar, the Cheltenham Jazz Festival, which somehow brings together so successfully a wonderfully social atmosphere, entertainment, new bands, old favourites, music which is familiar, and things which are challenging and thought-provoking. Artistic director Tony Dudley Evans is a key part of all that, and I'm looking forward to talking to him on stage at the festival to mark a landmark birthday. His, not mine, you understand. Tony, like me, is a big fan and a great supporter of Norwegian music, and he's put the young and hugely talented sax player Marius Neset on stage this year. Marius's new album, Birds, is rapidly gathering high praise from all quarters. Marius as a fine performer and composer. From Birds, this is Boxing.
Thank you. Baby, 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 baby.
The Bardos Band have been together since 2005, exploring, as they say, the links between medieval music and storytelling via European songs and dance music from the 11th to the 15th centuries. That was a traditional Sephardic song, La Rosa Senflorece, The Rose Blooms in the Month of May, and My Heart Darkens, Suffering for Love. And it comes from their album, which they describe as a cycle of the seasons. Before that, someone I introduced you to yesterday, a singer made famous by the Belgian Crammed label later on in the 1980s, Japanese singer Sonoko, and Marius Nesset and Boxing from his new album Birds, which is out on Edition Records. Jim Hart on vibes, Ivo Niem on piano, Jasper Hoby on bass, and Anton Egger on drums, plus lots of guests as well. Marius opened the UK part of his tour in Birmingham earlier on. He's in Bristol tomorrow and Cheltenham on Friday at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival. And he's going to be at Cheltenham on Saturday too with the Edition Quartet. That's Dave Stapleton on piano, Neil Yates on trumpet and Daniel Heskedal on tuba. They were absolutely brilliant when I heard them in Oslo in February, so I'm really looking forward to being in Cheltenham over the weekend and catching them all over again. Now, a young singer from Tajikistan called Ozoda Ashurova with a song called Shunidam, which was actually made famous by the great vocalist Barno Ishakova, who died in 2001. I heard you were angry with me, she sings. What did I do to turn your heart away from me?
Thank you.
Well, it's certainly all happening for John Metcalfe at the moment. He's curating the Mono Media Festival at King's Place in London from the 9th to the 11th of May. That includes Thomas Dolby, Will Gregory, Graham Fitkin and the John Metcalfe Band. And there we had a couple of tracks recorded at the Real World Studios last year. There we heard the Carducci String Quartet, joined by cellist Matthew Barley, and a piece called Echo Valley. And first of all, Tom Cawley on piano and John Metcalfe on viola in Kite Centre, a piece which John wrote after a day flying a kite with his family in North Wales. And the very first piece there was sung by Ozoda Ashurova from Tajikistan, a song called Shunidam, Why Have You Turned Your Heart Against Me? In a silent way, the Miles Davis Joe Zawinul music legend was reworked, reconstructed, reimagined, rebrewed, if you like, by Bill Laswell in the late 90s. I think it's ages since we indulged in it on Late Junction. It's time to hear it again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to 1980s Belgium there, and a track called Ariane by the Honeymoon Killers, Les Tueurs de la Lune de Miel, following on from Bill Laswell's reworking of Miles Davis, Joe Zawinul, In a Silent Way, from the classic album Pan Thalassa. Miguel Poveda is a flamenco singer, originally from Barcelona. Here's a track from his new album, Concert tan sabio, if only I was as wise as Solomon.
Ay, 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 ay. Le 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 le. Preguntó en una ocasión, preguntadito en una ocasión. Salomón con ser tan sabio, preguntadito en una ocasión. Ay, ¿cómo estará un corazón? Ay, con dolor se lo agravió. Salomón con ser tan sabio, preguntadito en una ocasión.
A band called Aksak Mabul, founded in Belgium in 1977 by Mark Hollander and Vincent Canis. The lyrics for that song, Chanteur et Sain, singing as healthy, were found by the musicians in a 19th century medical book in a flea market. And it's on the album Onze Danses pour combattre la migraine, 12 dances to combat migraine. And they followed on from flamenco singer Miguel Poveda, Oh, to be as wise as Solomon. And if you want to get in touch with us here at Late Junction, here's our email address. It's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. I remember saying a couple of weeks ago that emails from Yes fans were always particularly welcome. Aid Annabelle's taken me up on that. Aid says, great to hear some Yes last night in remembrance of Peter Banks. His death seems to have gone largely unnoticed by the media in general. A sad reflection on the slender gap between multi-million selling guitar hero fame and virtual obscurity, which can often be more indicative of temperament than talent. Aid, many thanks for your email and also for your suggestions of more music by Peter Banks. I'll certainly look into those. As I say, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Out next week is an album which is the result of countless hours of incredible work. The vision of Jaga Jazzist, the reworking and recomposing of so much of their music by Jaga's Lars Hundveit, the meeting and working with the Britten Sinfonia, and then the live concerts. Here they all are from the album recorded at concerts in London and in Oslo. This is Toccata. Yagi Yazist and the Britten Sinfonia and Toccata from their live album, which is out next week. And if you just happen to be in Stavanger next week, Yagi will be appearing at the May Jazz Festival with the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra. Anlag Borsheim is a singer and Hardanger fiddle player. Ranveig Jena plays accordion, and they open their new album with a dance.
Young boys and girls, wherever you be, come pay attention unto me. For it's in these few lines I have been done, and it's all in praise of Lisbon town. Well, it happened to be in a harvest year when I roved out the day been clear. And when coming home these words I said, I am deep in love with the Lisbon maid. Well, she's handsome, tall and quite complete, like a Wexford girl from head to feet. And my heart does beat when I see her pass, for I am deep in love with the Lisbon light. Until her parents on me did frown, until her parents on me did frown, I was forced to list and less burn down. Well, Willie dear, this maid did say, what has tempted you for to go away? I have left my parents high renowned for to go to you from Lisbon town. But 'twas off to India I had to go, all for to fight and face their foe, not knowing when a ball may cut me down and leave my love in Lisbon town. Father and mother too, likewise my darling I bid adieu. These cruelly foe have cut me down, so goodbye my love and Lisbon town.
The young man goes off to war and he leaves his sweetheart behind, the Lisbon lass. That's from Riona Connolly's new album called Black Lung. Riona's been in so many bands and now she has an album of her own. As I said, it's called Black Lung, and you can read more about her and her music in the current issue of F-Roots. And just before that, a dance from the Norwegian duo of Anlag Botheim and Randveig Djenna. The music of Robert Fripp ends Late Junction tonight, bringing together St Paul's Cathedral in London and the Puhavaimu Church in Tallinn, the Church of the Holy Spirit. And that's from Robert's Churchscapes tour in 2006. Beautiful music. I'll be back tomorrow night with Late Junction any time from 11 o'clock. I do hope you can join me. Till then, good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Youth and Wisdom at the 2011 BBC Proms to open tonight. The Wisdom is conductor Sir Colin Davis. The Youth is the Gustav Mahler Jugend Orchestra in symphonies by Tchaikovsky and Stravinsky. In his autobiography of 1935, Stravinsky famously declared music could only be about itself. Music, he wrote, is by its very nature powerless to express anything, whether a feeling, an attitude of mind, a psychological mood or a phenomenon of nature. But 11 years later, he was prepared to admit that one work of his at least had its inspiration in stirred emotions. His symphony in three movements sits from the war years and it shows.
Thank you. Thank you.